You ever seen a rock roll? You want to see a zonkey?
So.
It's Hank FM, and it's time for you to see your freeway to the American Rodeo, which of the three is the Friday morning fake news story winning the real passes to the American Rodeo? Are we primed, prepped, and prepared?
Yes, sir.
We are ready?
That's a no.
No, that's
no.
A yes.
It's a yes. Get it together, Tina.
Here we go. Story number one.
Number one.
The American Rodeo, one of the best on earth, Midland after the action, and the biggest purse. But is it really? The most expensive handbag was designed for Hermès. Jane Birkin's original sold last year in Paris for a whopping $10 million. And bold riders don't usually carry purses. Maybe a fanny pack, but they do have pockets.
That is number one. Story
number two.
Everything is 6-7 these days. Ugh. And they're even after our after-school snacks. Purdue has launched a new line of nuggets shaped in sixes and sevens. The VP of marketing, Chris Purdue, says it's going to show up at dinner anyway. It might as well be on the plate. You can look for those at your favorite Walmart beginning on May 1st. 6-7.
Six-seven. Story
number three.
Grandma hobbies are having a moment knitting needlepoint puzzles and now pinochle. Gen Z going crazy for the game, and it's starting a new trend and side hustle with folks offering personal lessons charging up to $100 an hour. There's also a secret club called the Pulpit of Pinochle with custom gloves for dealing the cards designed by Prada.
Wow. Well, I know which one I want to be fake, but
6-7.
You
six,
tell
seven.
Us. Who's this? Where are you?
Jeremy at Possum Kingdom Lake.
Hey, woo! How we doing at PK? Beautiful day over there at PK.
Doing great.
It's like you live on vacation.
Play,
it's a staycation.
Play
for...
Will It Float right there off the dock anytime you want.
Mm-hmm.
Jeremy's living it.
It's 6-7.
Golly, not you too. Jeremy.
See, he knows. The kids love it.
Oh,
6-7.
Where did
six,
we lose
seven.
Society? Where did we lose the society? All right. What are you doing out there today, Jeremy, other than that?
Making bad decisions and a little bit of money.
Attaboy. Very, very good. All right. You're first up here. Let's hope for a good decision. First up at Friday morning fake news. 1, 2, or 3. Which do you say is the fake news story?
Let's go with 2, the 6-7.
Okay. All right. He's saying 2. For the 6-7 chicken nuggets.
Or wait a minute. Can I change my answer?
What?
Can I change my answer?
Do you want to
change?
Oh, all right.
How about 6-7?
Oh. But you just wanted to say it again, didn't you?
That's all I wanted.
Okay. And that's okay. See, the kids know. Jeremy is a kid at heart.
Is Jeremy right, though?
No.
Oh, Jeremy!
It's true!
That's... Horrible news for everybody.
Yeah, the VP of marketing breaking it down. You, I'm buying these for my son.
And me and everybody.
I'm going to be so cool.
Well, I'm kind of almost slightly sorry, Jeremy.
It's all right. I'm sorry, too.
But you asked for it. Enjoy the lake, brother.
Thank you, sir.
We appreciate you. All right, good morning. You're next up here in Friday Morning Fake News. Who's this? Where are you?
It's Christine.
Hi. Christine. There we go. You're not going to 6-7 us, are you?
No.
Okay.
Someone did ask me last night if Tina, who does not like Leslie, was Christine. No. Completely different people.
Oh.
It's easy to get confused.
They thought Christine was the voice of Leslie?
No, they thought Christine was Tina, who doesn't like the Leslie.
What?
What? Yeah, I know.
Well, now we've got all the show's catchphrases in one single segment. But you're next up here. And Friday morning fake news. Didn't you move? Are you moving? What's the deal?
Well, I was going to, but I was going to miss you guys too much, so I'm staying.
All right.
Christine, stay!
Leslie's going to be thrilled.
That's amazing. Incredible news. All right. Well, we're not losing Christine or her laugh. But you're next up here. 2 was a true story, so we're down to 1 or 3. Which is the fake news story, Christine?
I am going to go with... 3.
The surge in pinochle and its popularity as we know it.
She's right.
She's correct.
She's correct.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. I thought we had taken a misstep there, Christine. Holy cow.
No, but I will tell you, you are not an Alito housewife unless you have private Mahjong lessons.
Mahjong.
And they now have
really?
A secret society called the Mega Church of Mahjong.
Oh, well, you know the first rule of Mahjong.
Mm.
You don't talk about Mahjong.
I just did. Ooh,
dang it.
They may not invite me. Dang.
Right. So the most expensive purse ever, $10 million.
Yeah.
For handbag.
I think Elle would look great with that.
She would kill me if I got that.
I know. Yeah.
Unless
she'd
I got it on sale.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Elle,
man.
There's that.
Well, how about that? 6-7 nuggets for you there, Christine. She's staying because she's going to the American Rodeo.
Mm-mm, all those cowboys. I wouldn't leave either.
There it is. Friday morning fake news.
Woo!
Oh, stop it.